With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney. A new plan to cap state government debt when paying for public works projects is on a fast track in the state legislature. It's a potential breakthrough in the legislature's long fight over borrowing money to pay for large-scale infrastructure. The so-called Infrastructure Development and Economic Accountability Act passed out of House appropriations unanimously and without debate hours after receiving its first hearing Thursday. However, before the vote, several lawmakers on both sides of the aisle expressed worry that they did not fully understand the policy that could fundamentally shift how Montana pays for major infrastructure.
It seeks to put structure and limits and strict fiscal discipline on the state's borrowing ability.
Eric Moore, a Republican from Miles City, is carrying House Bill 553. While just introduced this week, the proposal is backed by Democratic and Republican leaders in both the House and Senate. It aims to settle the debate over how to pay for large-scale public works projects in Montana. The fight over how much debt the state should take on, if any, to fund big-ticket construction projects has tripped up major public works packages 3 out of the last 4 regular legislative sessions. Moore says putting more guidelines on when and how the state issues bonds to borrow money could help ease those concerns.
We're going to put 2 limits on our debt level with this bill.
It would limit how much borrowing the state can do based on its current debt-to-asset ratio and how much revenue is available to pay off that debt.
Now, the next thing this bill does is it says you got to fix what you got before you build any new.
This means that if money is set aside for a new state building, the legislature must first pay for repair projects in existing buildings, like new boilers or roofs. The minimum level of funding for major repair projects is 0.6% of the replacement cost of existing eligible buildings. House Bill 553 requires the governor during the first week of regular legislative sessions to submit a priority list for capital development projects and major repair needs needed within state agencies. The legislature could then use the proposed formula to decide how to pay for it.
Common sense of this thing says that you spend cash when you have it, you borrow when you don't, just like we all do at home.
House Appropriations Chair Nancy Balance, a Republican from Hamilton, says House Bill 553 is a needed framework for the state's future investments. But unlike its first vote Thursday, she expects some resistance from Republicans down the line.
I mean, we have some in our caucus who are ideologically opposed to debt, ever for any reason. So, yeah, there's going to be some arguments around it.
Balance says if House Bill 553 passes, it will lead to about $80 million, a mix of cash and bonds for infrastructure projects over the next few years. That's less than what Governor Steve Bullock wants. His proposal called for $160 million in bonding alone, plus additional cash projects. Democratic Senate Minority Leader John Sesso from Butte says his party backs the Infrastructure Development and Accountability Act, but
it doesn't do us any good to have a structure and then not use it to make some investments today and put off expenses in building projects until tomorrow. That's not the point. The point is, okay, let's get a structure in place and let's do this.
The governor's office remained neutral on the bill during its first hearing. In an emailed statement, Bullock's budget director, Tom Livers, said the office is, quote, interested to see how this bill plays out in the context of Republican majority proposals and in ensuring we are addressing needs today, not kicking the can down the road 2 more years, unquote. House Bill 553 will need to make it through the House chamber and over to the Senate by March 2nd to make the legislative transmittal deadline. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.